19 minutes past 8 o'clock. Now, according to the World Health Organization, persons with disabilities make up to 15% of the world's population. With seasoned expert speakers ranging from private sector to public delivering their knowledge, case study driven and expert opinions on compliance, diversity and inclusion, there's a major conference that's going to be taking place. It's the Intelligence Transfer Center, or ITC. They're hosting the third annual Disability Conference and Opportunity Expo. And to tell us more about this is the Director of Advocacy and Mainstreaming at the Department of Women and Children with Disabilities, Benny Palema. Hi, Benny. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Daddy. How are you?
Not too bad. Right. Tell us more about what to expect. Wonderful. It's the 11th and 12th of May, am I right?
That's correct, yes.
Right. Tell us more about what to expect.
Well, essentially, what's going to happen is that you have a number of speakers from different parts of the world speaking to the nation around persons with disabilities and their rights, and also as a measure of concern, of course, would be how do we, as a nation, take forward necessary steps within reason to ensure that persons with disabilities are taken into consideration and their rights are realized progressively according to different requirements of instruments, international instruments, for instance. Yeah, for instance, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, the Protocol on Disability for Disabilities in Africa, and other national instruments, such as legislation, policy, environment, and that's where I basically work in terms of dealing with policies and ensuring that those policies are compliant. And also, I work with the issues of writing up legislation.
I actually want to ask you about that and legislation. Mm-hmm. When it comes to those who are disabled, is that legislation enforced? And I'm thinking back to post-94. I love this country because people with disabilities, they were helped. Shopping centres made provision, companies did. Has that fallen by the wayside now? Have we lost the plot a little bit when it comes to disabilities?
Well, I wouldn't say we've lost the plot. I think it's a question of enforcement. Look, there's case law that has come out of the courts that make it clear that people must comply. But what we're trying to do now is to get to a point where we actually have a cross-cutting type of legislation that will enforce all of these things that you're talking about. Yes, there's some legislation that's pending, your Employment Equity Act, your Labor Relations Act, for instance, issues around public works, in terms of access to environment and so on. So the courts have come up with fines for people to comply. But, sometimes it's very important just so that we understand that we don't have to force people to do things.
Yeah.
Some of the things must just happen automatically. We are a society that needs to be whipped, to get into line. I don't know why, but anyway,
that's unfortunate.
How society is. Yeah. But we are getting to that point. So okay. By 2024, at least, we will have an act, for instance, that will guide the process of how to enforce all the international instruments that are coming out.
Right. Benny, just tell me, how can people get involved in the conference then?
Well, what we will do is to make sure that it's fairly virtual. I think they'll give you the details, the conference organizers, in terms of how people can join, I think, on the platforms. And what we'll do is to also make sure that people can send their matters on the chat line and things like that. But it's important just to say that the resolutions, I've always said to the organizers of the conference that it's very important that we come out with resolutions.
Yeah.
This thing of having just dialogues and talking, The next thing, we don't do anything. We just had talk.
Yeah.
You know?
It continues.
Absolutely.
Because if Benny, if you don't do that, then it's just going to go round and round and round in circles. In fact, Benny, I'd like to get you back on the show just to talk to you more about this. That was Benny Palime. He is the Director of Advocacy and Mainstreaming at the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities. That conference is scheduled for the 11th and 12th of May this month, at the Indaba Hotel in Fourways. Check out the department's website. They will give you more information. And I think it does need a wider discussion. Is that legislation being enforced?